Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Are you ready to get back to work, Keith?
Yeah, I am. I think I am, actually. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was good.
I'm
still burping up turkey and stuff like that. Like,
oh,
I think
yeah?
Sick brag, bro.
How was the turkey? Did you have a good turkey?
Good turkey.
Good bird?
Yeah, see, the turkey hate, I just don't.
I was thrilled with my turkey. I had, I didn't make it. My in-laws did. But
yeah,
the turkey was fantastic.
I watched my uncle cook it.
I had nothing, no responsibility at all. But I enjoyed the turkey and had multiple sandwiches after the fact.
Oh,
I was living
nice.
My best life. A Friday sandwich, Saturday sandwich. It's great.
Oh, I mixed in a Sunday sandwich.
You had a Sunday sandwich?
I had a Sunday sandwich watching a little
good
football.
Good for
yeah.
you.
So maybe that's where the turkey perks are coming from.
Oh, the whole nine. Yeah, so I had a nice little Thanksgiving.
Good to be back.
Yes.
Here on what is typically a Patriots Monday.
Oh, it's game night.
Game night tonight.
Yes.
Alternate
snacks?
Alternate start could have been, are you ready for some football, Keith?
Ah, oh.
A Monday night party, Keith.
Two on the nose.
Yeah,
two on the nose. That's what people were betting, I think. They're like, he's going to say, are you ready for some football?
Do I have any snacks for tonight?
Yeah, I have some snacks.
No, probably another
turkey. No snack?
Another turkey.
Just more turkey, actually.
Yeah, just eating that.
Cleaning out the turkey. That's fine.
What we're going to be doing.
That's going to be fun.
But it should be a good one tonight. Pats and Giants. Monday night football. Then the Patriots have the bye week. And then what are allegedly real games for the Pats, the Bills, and the Ravens,
uh-huh.
though the more we watch those teams, maybe that's not so much the case. Because we did not have a Patriots Friday, and because this is not yet a Patriots Monday, that's tomorrow on a uh-huh. Tuesday, of course.
Very confusing.
We got some Friday bells and whistles on a Monday, Keith.
I get it.
We got a top five Monday coming your way at 10:45. Top five Giants.
Yeah, well, they're playing the Giants.
Or playing the Giants.
Where else do you want to go?
What else we would do?
I had some tough honorable mentions once again.
Oh, the honorable mentions are always
good Giants.
A real crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
We'll do what happened
yep.
at 11:30. Take you through Week 13 of the NFL. We'll have the Monday four pack of questions for Pats and Giants at 12:30 today. And of course, Pats and Giants tonight.
I got to polish those off. Keys.
The Pats and Giants on a Monday. Jam-packed for you with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. You can watch. You can chat. Just subscribe to WEEI. How much of that game last night did you make it through?
I was going back and forth. It's a big TV night, Jones, on Sunday night. You have the Chair Company season finale.
Oh, finale was last night.
Dairy. Yeah. So I was going back and forth between those, but I was also keeping tabs on some fantasy stuff and just, you know, the Broncos, I think, could be the stiffest competition in the AFC. So there's another reason to pay attention to that game. But, yeah, back and forth. It just feels like the Broncos, the times I've seen them this year, you're not overly impressed, and yet they win. Like, they're 10-2. They keep winning. And maybe, like, my guy Bo Nix is part of that, where, like, he's not great, but they find ways to win. Their defense, you know, wasn't their best performance that we've seen from them. I still think it's a really tough defense, and it'd be one that would be,
well, was,
in the playoffs would be tough.
It wasn't the best performance, and yet when they had to make a play, yeah. Benito made a play
yeah.
on the two-point conversion. What'd you think of that?
Going for two?
Yeah.
The right call.
100%
yeah, you're
right
the Commanders. Where's your season going?
Didn't work. The guy's
what,
wide open. Benito makes
a
great play.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, the play call itself was also fine, but I'm saying, like, the decision to go for two I felt like was a no-brainer.
Me too. Yeah. Didn't work. We were all rooting for it. Patriots fans should have been and were rooting against the Broncos last night. I loved going for it. I didn't mind the play call. Mariota just hucked it right into Benito's hand. Great play by him.
Yeah.
And the Broncos wind up winning their 9th in a row. Schefter tweeted this morning. I didn't realize this, although it certainly feels that way watching them. And this goes to your point, Keith. The Broncos maybe aren't impressive because their last four wins are by a combined 10 points.
Yeah. Oh, they grinded out. And there's some bad teams mixed in. Like, we highlighted that. Was it London or Germany or wherever they played the Jets?
Yeah, awful game.
Wow. That was one of the worst games ever.
They had the horrible game on Thursday night against the Raiders.
Justin, drop back, threw it to the other team.
Justin Fields threw like 20 yards, and they almost won the game.
Bo Pix was back last night. The pick he threw?
Yeah.
Holy crap. That was a bad one.
Listen, he'll giveth and he'll taketh away. That's what they say about Bo Nix. But, yeah, no, they've had some weird games and some against some bad teams, including the team the Patriots played tonight. They had that ugly game against the Giants, which a lot had to happen for them to win that game. They really should have lost that one.
So I'll tell you, I felt like this was an excellent, excellent weekend for the Patriots all the way around, right up until the Broncos won that game last night. The Broncos are now 10-2.
Yeah.
They technically are the one seed in the AFC
as of
right now on common wins is what they have, or common games record. Head-to-head with the Patriots. Both teams are 10-2. Pats, of course, played tonight. However, the Colts lost again.
Yeah.
They're not a wild card team. They're not even winning that division anymore.
No, they're not. You're Jags.
My Jacksonville Jaguars are now winning that division. The Baltimore Ravens are still winning the AFC North, although they look like trash.
They're all losing that
on
division.
On Thanksgiving.
Everyone is losing that division.
Pittsburgh.
That's an awful division.
Lost again. They played for like, for a half against Buffalo.
No, they had it.
Then they blew that game. So Buffalo did win. They're now the 7 seed. The Colts are the 6 seed. Chargers look good. They're the 5 seed. Your division leaders, the Broncos, the Pats, the Jaguars, the Ravens. If you want to rewind all the way to Thanksgiving, which I do.
Yeah, please.
The Chiefs lost again. They're 6-6.
The Chiefs are just going to miss the playoffs.
They have a worse record than the Cowboys. Not only did they lose to the Cowboys, they have a worse record than the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, Cowboys couldn't be more frisky.
6-5-1. They might be
better than frisky.
I don't want to spoil tomorrow's show. Yeah. They might be better than frisky.
But they're not a playoff team yet.
No.
But they do seem pretty frisky. But yeah, the Chiefs they're 10th. They're 10th in the AFC, and we're about to finish week 13 tonight.
It was a borderline perfect weekend for the Patriots right up until that Broncos game last night.
Yeah, I know, but the Broncos, man, talk about just like playing with fire. So this 8-game winning streak that they're on, right? So they blew out Cincinnati, which is fine, right? A non-Burrow Cincinnati team, although the Patriots had that same team not too long ago. They beat Philly. That's a legitimate win, right? You beat Philly. That's a checkmark win for Denver.
Yep, although Philly looked like trash this week, but I would
they
agree
did,
with that.
They did, but
yes.
Overall, if you're looking for quality wins. All right, so then you have that debacle of a game against the Jets, which you win by 2. The horrible game against the Giants, which you pull a rabbit out of your hat, and you win that one by a single point. They beat Dallas. They eke past Houston. Now, maybe Houston's decent. That's a 3-point game.
That one looks better and better.
The Thursday night game against the Raiders is an all-timer, where they both set the game of football back. 10-7 was the final score. Then they beat Kansas City, so you give them credit for it. But at some point, you're like, Kansas City's a 500 team.
Is like, Kansas City?
Yeah, right.
We were talking about this last week where, I forget, if it was Monday, Tuesday, whatever day it was. It's like, the Chiefs at some point, they got to turn it on. Or maybe they're just never going to do it. It kind of feels like the Chiefs are never going to do it.
And then a 1-point overtime win against Marcus Mariota and the Commanders. So an 8-game winning streak, wildly impressive. 10-2. I'm not going to just like ignore it. Like, again, I think they are the toughest competition in the AFC. I just think with 5 games to go, they're going to trip up. Like, there's going to be a trip up or two for them. They just can't keep getting by this way. I can't imagine they keep winning games like this, playing down to the competition or whatever you want to call it. Just so many ugly wins where they've gotten the right balance at the right time.
Well, and And I think you could see it coming with the Colts, where we're like, they're just not as good.
Yeah, Colts and Steelers. Steelers get out to a good start.
Another,
and we're like,
another great one.
They're more fake, I think, than the Broncos.
So I do wonder if some of that's going to catch up to Denver. I imagine you could say the same thing about the Patriots, right? Text line is saying this, 617-779-7937. Guys, how you're talking about the Broncos is honestly how I feel about the Patriots when I watch them. I'm not overly impressed.
Okay.
But they keep winning.
But so, the coach quarterback combo to me is much better than the Denver coach quarterback combo.
Yes.
And
Denver
that helps
coach
a
quarterback
lot.
Is a that's a good combo.
That's good.
But I would take Vrabel May over that in a heartbeat. Yeah.
So I think that's part of it. And we'll see how all these injuries shake out too, right? The Denver Broncos have been dealing with injuries, right? A guy like Pat Surtain, that's huge. Pats, what it looks like tonight, couple of O-linemen down, you know, no Milt Williams for another couple of games. Like, we'll see how that all catches up to him, too. Like, they're not going to – I don't know if they're just going to win every game they're supposed to win the rest of the way either, right? Like, it's fair. It's a fair comparison to Denver. I think that is one of the surprises. Like, even if you thought both teams might be a playoff team, Denver and New England, I think a lot of us did going into the year, you still had Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo ahead of them. And then just the way this year has gone, those teams have outperformed them.
Totally. Denver goes to Vegas next week, which should be a win. But again,
that should be, but they barely beat them the first time.
10-7 at home is what it was.
And then they got a real stretch.
I'd give them a win there, but then it's Green Bay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Toyota-thon's going on, right? It must have been. Jordan Love
Toyota-thon,
monster Thanksgiving. It has to be Toyota-thon.
Oh, Love looked good.
Guys throwing four touchdowns.
Hand the ball to Jacobs once, for the love of God.
Well, Terp.
That's killing me.
Terp killed him.
He did. He ruined my fantasy season.
Well, he killed Jahmyr Gibbs for me this week, so good job, Terp. Thanks a lot.
Man, he's like the coolest. It's like William H. Macy.
I'm sure Dice is already texting in about who he's picking for this week.
Dice got a hit.
All up in my face about missing out on the Bozo touchdown parlay.
Yep, he did get a hit.
We'll get to that. But it goes Green Bay, Jacksonville.
That's a game.
Now the 3 seed in the AFC at 8-4.
I was like, that's a playoff preview.
At Kansas City, Christmas Day.
Which, if Kansas City's even still in it, it's more than a must win for them.
And then the Chargers.
Yeah.
So that's who you're duking it out with for the top seed. The Colts have fallen off. Unless you're worried about teams like Jacksonville or the Chargers, who would have to pass by Denver, I think you can kind of kiss those other teams goodbye, assuming the Patriots are going to take care of business. And I'm telling you, they should... Even without Campbell, even without Jared Wilson, we've been saying for a while they should split with Buffalo and Baltimore. I feel even more strongly about that this weekend. And we've now had an opportunity, Keith, a couple of times in the last few weeks to watch the whole league.
Right.
We're going to get to do it again next weekend when the Patriots are on the bye week.
Yep.
You could really kick your feet up, watch the league. And you could do it parceled out. Thursday games, Friday game, all the Sunday games yesterday. And you could do it again next weekend.
Yeah.
every time I really get a chance to watch the whole league and I'm not totally locked in on the Patriots, there's not a team I look at and say, you can't play with them.
Oh, not even close.
I thought it was the Rams.
How about the Rams?
Turns out it's not them either.
Your Panthers.
My Carolina
Panthers.
So
this is a great way of looking at it. Do you know who right now, maybe you've already looked at it. Do you know who the number one seed is in the NFC?
It's not Philly. Is it Seattle?
It's the Chicago Bears.
Oh, I did know that, actually.
It's the Chicago Bears. Yes, they're the one seed in the NFC. And nobody buys them. And I know they have the same record as the Rams, but they have a tiebreaker because whatever it is, the conference game winning percentage. So
it is
they haven't played each other. So
win
I think
percentage
it's
in conference games. Correct.
Okay, but that I think that further proves how wide open the league is, because a lot of people don't even like Caleb Williams. A lot of people are waiting for the Bears to bottom out, which they could. They have a really tough schedule coming up. But I think we included the Eagles in that scenario, and they beat them on Black Friday. They're able to run the ball against the Eagles and get a huge win for them. So no, the league is very, very, very wide open. And I guess maybe some of the pushback would be like, how can you be so confident in the Patriots? They're sort of like one of a group of teams. But even still, like, that's fine. If you want to say, like, give me your five contenders,
no,
I would say they have to be in there.
That's a reason to be confident.
Yeah.
They're one of the teams who's playing better than them? We've been saying this now for a while.
No.
Seattle, I didn't think looked great yesterday, but they've been playing well for a while. The Rams had their hiccup. Fine.
Yeah.
They lost to the Panthers, who the Patriots smoked, by the way.
Yeah.
Broncos have won four straight. I mean, nine straight. But four straight by a combined, 10 points.
Yeah.
You know, the Jaguars are the three seed. People were believing in the Colts, not us, but people were. They're falling off.
Is it fair to say it's the most wide open it's been in 20 years?
I mean, it feels that way, yeah.
Or maybe longer.
A lot of that has to do with the Chiefs completely and totally falling off.
I was going to say, Brady's not in the league, and Patrick Mahomes' run, it seems to be either over, or is it at the very least a speed bump? You know, it's like, Brady only missed the playoffs, once as a starter. And then obviously there was the year he got hurt. But so I don't know. Maybe this is like a time for the Chiefs to sort of rebuild or reset. Or, I don't know, maybe that run is done.
We're being informed Toyota-thon started on November 15th.
I don't know what's Love. Well, Love's going now.
I think
he
was rough.
Didn't do great against the Vikings.
I think he was rough 2 weeks ago was the point of that text.
Got
but yeah, okay.
Yeah,
but
Toyota,
he needed a week to get into it.
Somebody's got to wake him up a little bit.
Is what he needed.
Yeah.
Also, another text, speaking of the Rams.
All right.
Guys, do you still think Matthew Stafford is a lock for the MVP?
So
I don't think we called him a lock. No. I just think we were telling you.
Oh, I don't know. I think
we were telling you the betting odds swung pretty heavily.
I think Drake
last
May
week.
Lost it. Last week, but then people are probably arguing that maybe Stafford lost it too.
If May has a massive game tonight,
yeah.
It's New York.
Stafford plus 105, Drake May plus 120.
Yeah, so that.
Ooh.
So if Drake May has a good night tonight, he'll probably be the betting favorite.
I don't know how much of Stafford you watched yesterday. He was terrible.
He was horrible.
He was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, throwing multiple picks. Yeah, you don't always see that.
I would say most things came up good for the Patriots. Right up until the very, very end. And I mean very end.
You can't have everything.
That was tough to stay up for. I was nodding in and out, watching overtime. It even went to overtime. I'm like, crap, I'm not going to make it through this. So I was like nodding off on the couch, waking up, falling asleep, waking up, watching the game going down to the wire.
Wake up and clap. For
yeah, I was
you're that guy.
I was 100% that GIF right up until Mariota got the 2-point conversion smacked back in his
face.
Not
good.
But otherwise, I can't complain about the weekend for the Patriots. You watched. What do you think? How do the Pats measure up? Borderline perfect weekend for them. And, of course, we'll get to all your thoughts for tonight. 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch on what is normally a Patriots Monday. That'll be tomorrow. A lot of Patriots Friday bells and whistles today. Top five Giants for you at 10:45. We'll do what happened, a normal Monday bell and whistle for week 13 at 11:30. Also, the Monday four-pack of questions for Pats and Giants at 12:30. And Keith's keys to Pats and Giants at 1 o'clock. You're not going to want to miss it. Save all your last-minute bets until you hear Keith's keys at 1 o'clock. We'll get to your feedback coming up. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, what is a realistic expectation for the Patriots this season? We'll do that next.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Tonight, the New England Patriots wrap up week 13 in the NFL with the Monday Night Football matchup against the New York Giants. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is at 8:15. Yesterday, the Denver Broncos defeated the Washington Commanders 27-26 in overtime. The Broncos and the Patriots are currently tied for the best record in the NFL at 10-2. The Boston Celtics defeated the Cavaliers 117 91-15 last night in Cleveland. Peyton Pritchard led all scorers with 42 points. Jaylen Brown had a triple-double in the victory. Brown finished the night with 19 points, 12 rebounds, and 11 assists. The Seas will return to the TD Garden tomorrow night to host the New York Knicks. And the Boston Bruins will return to the ice tomorrow night to face the Red Wings in Detroit for the second of back-to-back games against the Red Wings. On Saturday night, the Bees got the 3-2 shootout win over Detroit at the TD Garden. As Massachusetts insurance plans renew next year, most are pulling back GLP-1 coverage for weight loss. Awaken 180 is here to help with $500 off your Awaken 180 program. Lose it once and keep it off with the solution for weight loss, Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.